Welcome to Bhakti Woman in the Bhakti Wifehood series, where we're going to discuss about Vidyavali's wifehood versus the current material consumer culture of marriage. So instead of seeing marriage as a committed partnership where spouses help one another in their advancement, marriages have been reduced to mundane material partnerships. In the consumer culture of marriage, one's commitment of wifehood or husbandhood lasts as long as a spouse is meeting one's emotional and monetary needs. People want it out as soon as they see their needs not being met. It is fascinating to contrast the current measurement of success in marriages with Vindhyavali's view of her husband Bali Maharaja losing everything and becoming completely poverty stricken. So Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj and the king of the Daityas, and he had also conquered all the heavenly planets. However, he had given all his wealth and possessions in charity to Lord Vamandev, and he was also held captive by him. And having nothing and no one, he had also just surrendered his head to the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. So in the 8th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Vindhyavali was very afraid and aggrieved at seeing her husband arrested, and she immediately offered obeisances to Lord Vamandev. She was very agitated and afraid, and she folded her hands and spoke as follows: "O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes, but foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly, they are shameless agnostics, falsely claiming proprietorship, where they think they can give in charity and joy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who is the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe?" So Vindhyavali, by speaking in this way, she proved herself to be a very, very good wife. She actually supported the arrest of her husband Bali Maharaj, and she accused him of being in the darkness of ignorance, although he had just surrendered everything. And this was because she was so wise and intelligent that she understood that her husband had nothing to surrender, for everything was already Krishna's. And she was really thinking in terms of her husband's welfare. She was thinking that right now I have nothing. My husband is imprisoned. He is arrested. We have lost all our wealth, all our prestige, but he is getting the special mercy of Krishna. He is going back to Godhead. This is the success of our marriage. It is said that a husband is meant to protect the wife, but the wife is also meant to protect the husband. A good loving wife will never be content with her husband if he does anything that's detrimental to his spiritual progress. And she will see the only real success in his life is how he is developing love of God and serving his devotees. How would we react to such a situation? Would we give proper spiritual counsel to our husband for their real welfare? Or would we cover up for their outstandingly bad and sinful behavior, considering the standards of mundane relationship where we stand for each other, even if it's bad and sinful behavior? If we would cover up for them, would it be because we are vulnerable to our own needs of prestige and sense objects that are satisfied through that sinful behavior? Then would that relationship be a relationship of helping each other go closer to Krishna? Or would that be a mundane relationship based on how well we satisfy each other's sense gratification and remain in the material pool? Vindhyavali did not give up her wifehood in a difficult situation. Bali Maharaj surrendered all his wealth, his position, all of his power, all of his followers. He even surrendered his own body to the Lord. And the wife was so proud. Do we want our wifehood to follow her powerful example? Or whether we desire our own wifehood to remain at the mundane level is a question each one of us need to answer individually. At Bhakti Woman, we wish you the very best in your wifehood. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.